This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Woody Anderson, chairman of the Texas Boll Weevil Eradication Program. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
2 years ago, Hurricane Ike, Hurricane Katrina affected some of our cotton growing acres, and then Hurricane Dolly pretty much devastated the valley cotton crop. And so consequently, when that happened, it exacerbated a lot of the issues that we had in trying to finish the program down there. We ultimately went back to the state legislature in the state of Texas, who've been great partners in this program, and asked for some additional funds to help take care of those problems that were created by those weather issues. As a part of that, they say, what are you going to do? What are the growers going to do to help finish this program and finish the job? And so we worked with the legislature at their request to change some of our protocol, to look at stalk destruction, to look at volunteer cotton in corn or wheat or vegetables, to help clean up those problem areas in South Texas where those farms are not affected by freeze in the fall and winter.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We are now trapping all cotton fields that were planted prior years and trying to get a better handle on it. If there is a significant problem in those fields, growers notified, they're given an opportunity to clean those fields up, and then if they don't do that, then the foundation has gotten some label restrictions lifted so that we can actually spray those fields and treat that problem area. Those growers are actually assessed for treating that cotton. They're given another opportunity after that to clean those fields up again, and at a certain point out there, well, they just pay the regular zone assessments.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The growers down there did a wonderful job in destroying wild cotton. As a result of that, our weevil numbers are way, way down. And so we think we have gained a lot of the ground that we lost because of the hurricanes. And so it's pretty hard to predict. So weather sensitive down there. But we think we've gotten the program issues taken care of. We think we've gotten a lot of the side issues like volunteer cotton, wild cotton, and stalk destruction taken care of. And so now we've just got to finish it.